Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to our every spiritual need and the greatest stories ever told. Men, women, and children learn the good of the Bible by reading and listening to the exciting stories of God's people and their lives. This tape tells one of those stories. All scripture references are taken from the King James Version. Please listen, and then go to your Bible and read the story again to learn more as God speaks to you from His written Word. Bible call tape number 748, The Resurrection, found in Matthew chapter 28.
Jesus was dead and had been buried. The wicked rulers went to Pilate. They asked him to put soldiers at the tomb to watch. They remembered that when Jesus was alive, he told them that he would be killed, but he would come back to life again in 3 days. They did not believe that he could come back alive. They said they were afraid his disciples would come and steal his body out of the grave, and that he would say he was risen from the dead. Pilate sent some soldiers to watch the tomb. Very early on the first day of the week, or Sunday as we now call it, some of the women who loved Jesus came to the grave where he was buried. They wanted to put some spices on his body, just as they fixed other people when they died. As they were going along the way, they began to say one to another, "When we get there, who's going to roll the stone from the door for us?" There had been a very large stone placed over the entrance to the cave. The women were not strong enough to roll it away, so they were wondering about it as they went along. They were very sad. Jesus was dead. When they came to the tomb, they saw a strange thing. That large stone was rolled away. Jesus was gone. They were frightened and could not imagine what had happened. The women went into the tomb. There they saw a young man dressed in white sitting on the right side of the tomb. They were more afraid, but the young man, who was really an angel, said to them, "Do not be afraid. You're looking for Jesus. He's not here. He has come back from the dead. He told you before he died that he would come back to life in 3 days." The angel told him to go and tell his disciples, especially Peter, that Jesus was alive again and that they would soon get to see him. The women hardly knew what to say. They could hardly believe that Jesus was alive. They did not know that an angel had come while it was dark and rolled the large stone away, and that Jesus had come up out of the grave alive. They hurried to tell the disciples what they had seen. They told Peter and John first. They could hardly believe what they heard. Peter and John started running to the tomb. John ran faster than Peter and came to the tomb first. He stooped down and looked in, but he did not go in. After a while, Peter came, and he went into the tomb. When he had gone in, John went in too. They saw the clothes that had been around Jesus' body folded neatly lying in the grave. The cloth that had been around Jesus' head was folded and lying in another place. When they saw these things, they believed that Jesus had come back from the dead. They left the tomb and went away to their own homes, wondering about the things they had seen.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.